one of the activities that happens in the emotional connection work that Lola has done is this notion of recognizing raw spots and recognizing things that continue to bother us, and they occur in an automatic way very, 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 very quickly. And the more you know people, the more you are with them, which of course family is the is the group that you know the most, is you have most raw spots with them. You know, one of the other phrases we often use in psychology, you have baggage, right? You have a lot of baggage. Those raw spots are quickly hit. You quickly have reactions to them, and so on and so forth. Work is a controllable environment. So you walk in with a controllable mindset in your head, say, okay, this is, I'm here, this is my job, and my job is to help these people do this thing. Whereas at home, we forget that. I think the second aspect is that, just like Carrie said at the very beginning, emotions are something that we are taught to avoid, right? And sometimes, especially at work, and even at home, because we confuse emotions with emotional. Emotions is something we all have. Unless we are robots, we have emotions, right? If someone says, I have no emotions, you say, I'm sorry, are you dead? Right? So let me see your death certificate, because otherwise you have emotions. Everyone has emotions, right? But emotional there are two states to emotional. Emotional unregulation, a person who is emotional and is unable to get back to some kind of a normal, and a person who's emotional and is able to regulate, right? So part of this is that we are not taught the culture of well-being. We're taught, just like medicine, and some of you are in medicine, so you know, is wellness is not the absence of illness. The fact that you're not sick does not mean you're well. It means you're not sick. Wellness is a different state, is a much higher state. We're not taught it, and we're not valued it, both at the individual level, at the organizational level, and at the cultural level. And I don't mean cultural, I mean culture at work or culture at your home. We are taught to just, if we can be just at the halfway mark, we're good, right? But we're well when we are able to emotionally regulate ourselves, when we're able to be inquisitive, when our curiosity is heightened and is satisfied, right? When we're able to be reflective. So if you cannot be reflective, you're not well. You might not be sick with the flu or the COVID or something else, but you're not well, because that reflection is critical for your growth. So we're also not taught that. And then I think the third component of what comes into play here is we are continuously fed the fix-it mentality, both at work and at home. And that fix-it mentality actually doesn't serve us well, because it doesn't allow the other person to grow. And it doesn't allow us to grow, because that tolerance is another component of well-being, is being tolerant of different viewpoints and of different people. And this is, and I'm sure you've sort of seen enough philosophy or read enough stuff to know that the greatest journey all of us take is the journey inward. It's not our jobs, it's not our families, it's not our, you know, all the things we get to have, or is the greatest journey is the one that we take inside. But that takes time. And the more we become aware of ourselves, the little deeper we've gone, the little bit more jewels we get to see inside ourselves. So this is all combined. It's part of a journey. So the fact that you're aware of it, you're actually making headways toward it. For you guys, I want you to think about, because it brings to the forefront the issue that what Lola is talking about, what Carrie is talking about, and maybe we can get it bigger than HR in your head for a second. Is what is the difference between management and leadership?